Hey buddies, it's the Massive Report brought to you by Land Grant Brewing Company at 424 West Town Street in East Franklinton, and available in a craft beverage retailer of any repute near you. Head to landgrantbrewing.com for more info, and the Old North Arcade at 2591 North High Street, a 21 and up barcade with dozens of classic arcade games, foosball, air hockey, and adult porch. www.oldnortharcade.com. Hit that up. Episode 249 of this distinguished podcast, and approximately, for your reference, we're recording on Wednesday, about 9 days since documented Nickelback liker Anthony Precourt revealed his intentions to relocate our beloved Columbus Crew. So we'll be talking about that as well as the big playoff game coming up tomorrow. We are shorthanded down a man without Patrick Murphy, but we still have, as always, Ralph Schudel. Ralph, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. In addition to Anthony Precourt telling me that Someday was his favorite Nickelback song, I learned that we may lose the Amazon headquarters to Austin, Texas, so the hits just keep on coming.
Ooh, yeah, that one... it'll be an interesting to see where that goes out to, and I've seen a lot of people are trying to pull out all the stops for Amazon. We'll see what happens. We've also got Alex Stanek with us. Alex, how are you doing, sir?
I don't even know. I don't even know. I have lost all sense of emotion over the last week or so, and I'm just ready to fight.
That is the right answer. We got a long fight ahead for us. Long fight going on as well for the boys in Canary Yellow, Columbus, as they wrapped up the regular season last weekend with the draw against NYCFC. Unfortunately, in fifth place and having to face off against the Atlanta United coming this week, and go the long road if we're going to win the whole thing. But first, we've come a long way since last week as well. Monday night, Anthony Precourt, the owner operator of the Crew and Precourt Sports Ventures, announced his intention to relocate the team. I know you're getting a lot of PR speak, like exploring, evaluating options and exploring opportunities. But let's be pretty clear, guys. It seems like he seems pretty intent through his actions thus far in relocating this team.
Yeah, we got word of it a couple months ago in the summertime that it was really just hearsay, that if attendance didn't improve, that this was a possibility coming down the line. And unfortunately, as all three of us learned on Monday night, roughly around the same time, Anthony Precourt decided to ruin my 28th birthday by giving me news in the last half hour of my birthday.
Yeah, I forgot that was your birthday. Oh, man, that sucks.
So thanks for the gift, Anthony. I appreciate it. I'm going to make sure to get you a big old flaming pile of the crap on your front doorstep whenever your birthday happens. But anyway, yeah, it was a difficult thing to process, and I know, having been amongst the Crew fans much like you guys have, I didn't see Bart on Thursday, but I saw him at Endeavor Brewing Company for that other Crew podcast that records on Thursday nights. The sentiment was real, is that a lot of folks didn't necessarily know how to process it, and they were looking for the comfort of others. But I think if you've asked me where we're at a week ago from now, from where we presently sit now, I think this, I don't want to call it a rebellion because I don't want to make it seem like it's Star Wars or there's any kind of government uprising happening, but I think the supporters where they stand now are more organized and more collected than they were a week ago, and I think the chances are drastically improving.
And I think one of the best parts about this is if you look at how organized we are versus how organized Major League Soccer is, and you're talking about paid professionals at this stuff, we're kind of running laps around them right now, which I personally find very amusing. Maybe it's not the fault of the customers. Maybe it's the fault of the business people running the show over there. But Save the Crew has been incredibly successful so far, in my opinion. Hopefully that can continue. But for the time being, I think we're putting ourselves in a decent position to really fight back against this. My initial thoughts when this all came out was, first of all, this can't be real. I am well established as the biggest Anthony Precourt fanboy in the Crew universe, I think, prior to this. And Anthony had told me on numerous occasions to my face that he was never going to move this team, that he intended to own this team for a couple decades, sell it on, make a profit, and that this was not even a financial thing for him, that he was owning a sports team because he wanted to own a sports team. And the fact that now suddenly this is all about the money and it's all about the business metrics and blah, 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 and that he has to move it, I find really disingenuous. I think he wants to move it to Austin, not for business metrics, but because he likes the city of Austin and wants to go to South by Southwest and be some sort of, I don't even know. But the whole thing is incredibly disappointing. It's incredibly disappointing to Crew fans. I've been a fan of this team since I was 8 years old, and I had the privilege of watching this team growing up and made so many memories over the last two decades. And to know that 8-year-olds today won't have that opportunity that I had, it breaks my heart. And I hope that Crew fans can stick together and keep up the fight and not let up, because this is going to be a war of attrition in a lot of ways, I think. And they're going to hope that at some point we're going to shut up. And I know I'm not going to shut up, and I don't think the rest of Crew fans are going to shut up either. So hopefully we can save the Crew.
I think that's, yeah, a really great point to bring up. I do want to take back, and I want to again shout out, you know, the supporters and everybody that has, you know, really got this thing and turned this Save the Crew into a movement, if you will. It amazes me how quickly a lot of us supporters gathered at Hen Docks on Tuesday night. It was kind of like a wake, you know, for the team, because it was, you know, the announcement actually came out as opposed to come out that day, as opposed to, you know, the announcement from Twitter, from Grant Wall. You heard it from the snake's mouth on Tuesday. It really made it real. But how quickly that sort of wake turned into, you know, mobilizing and no, we're not saying bye to this team, and how unified everyone has been. Everybody who's done everything, all the people that came out, obviously Saturday, the 2,000 plus that came out to support, to rally at City Hall, and thousands others that have done found other ways, whether that's through social media, whether that's through contacting, writing their, writing sponsors, writing MLS, writing everyone. It's incredible what people have done, what attention we've been able to bring to this. But it is going to be a long, long, arduous fight, and we need to stay on them. We need to stay on them if we're going to have a chance of saving this team, because it seems pretty clear Anthony Precourt doesn't have any intentions. He's said as much of selling the team, and he seems pretty hell-bent on bringing him to Austin, and Don Garber seems pretty hell-bent on appeasing him. So we have to find a way, another way. We have to get other MLS owners and sponsors on our side.
I think, you know, you touched on a point brilliantly, Bart, is the show of solidarity amongst everybody on Tuesday. You know, particularly, you know, I want to give a shout out to a guy that we all know, Morgan. Morgan Hughes, for those that are unfamiliar with the gentleman. the group.
The only other
him.
Person who liked Anthony Precourt or was as vocal in his love for Anthony Precourt as you were, Alex.
Exactly.
But
you know,
again, that's why it hurts so much for all of us. And then you know, we were all big fans of Anthony up until that point, too.
Yeah, I mean, former Massive Report podcast alum. And then, I mean, you know, you had a feeling on Tuesday night when, you know I did, when you go back and you see the Massive Report alum get together, you know, with T-Bone and Matt and Patrick and Sam and everybody that was out there. As well as, you know, and I'm sure you guys could see it this way too, is, and I said this on Thursday night, is that a lot of quote unquote, I won't say rivalries because that doesn't say it correctly, but people that seem to have been at odds with one another or groups that have seemed to be at odds with one another are coming together at least temporarily and putting, you know, the swords down with one another and fighting towards a common enemy, you know, I know I've made numerous rounds on Ace's radio in the past couple of days. I've cruised around on their Twitter. You know, I know Alex is getting involved with other crew fans. Bart, you've done a lot of things with GCG Bag. I mean, everybody is just kind of uniting for the common good. And I think, and I'm sure you guys can echo the same sentiment as well, is that, you know, I feel really confident and comfortable with the army of people that are behind us, you know, the supporters around Major League Soccer, such as even Timber's Army. I heard reports of supporters from Montreal showing, you know, wearing crew flags and crew scarves. And, you know, even the guys that'll be in Huddersfield Town. And I just got word last night on a show that I did that Stoke City was planning on doing some stuff for Save the Crew.
Hell yeah.
You know, so it's the next big game that they have. They're going to get some banners. I have to follow up with Morgan and see when the ETA is on that. But they're planning on getting together with that. And I have people that, you know, don't even know me reaching out to me and going, what can I do? And I sat there and I go, you know, I'm not equipped to lead. I don't know. Go to SaveTheCrew.com. Figure out how to get involved and, you know, do what you can. And any little bit helps.
Absolutely. I mean, wear crew stuff. Tell people about, you know, tell your friends about it. I threw a sticker on my cell phone. I don't know how many coworkers have just, you know, talked to me about it just because they saw that. Definitely, it's been incredible. You look at the support that crew fans have gotten from all over the league, like you said it, Ralph, and it's, you know, I've seen a lot of people say things, you know, like it, where it's, you know, you've got me agreeing with a Chicago fan or, you know, Seattle fan. I mean, think of how many times we've trashed or other fan bases on this podcast. And honest to God, I mean, if I had to trust any of them with my firstborn, I would trust literally any other team supporters, even Seattle, even Bridgeview, Chicago, not even Bridgeview. I will call them the Chicago Fire if they help us keep our team, than I would Anthony Precourt.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's the great thing about this, and I think, you know, I feel like a broken record because I may have said this hundreds of times this week, but, you know, everybody understands that if it can happen to the crew, it can happen to them. And that's the scary part, because if Don Garber doesn't, you know, get his business model intact and kind of figure out what's going on, it's, you know, everybody's asked me, and I was walking around Saturday in Westerville, walking around, you know, working on articles for Massive Report and just kind of talking to people wearing crew gear out around Polaris. And people were stopping me and asking me, saying, hey, what's going on? Can you give me some information about this? And, you know, first off, people thought I worked for the team. So I was a little bit scared about that because I was like, you know, please don't kill me. But, you know, everybody was really open about it. And they said, you know, how do we say it? What do we do? And I said, you know, hey, we got this rally coming up on Sunday. Obviously the website and everything, but it's really, I don't know about you guys, it's humbling. And I hope somebody out there, in addition to all the spreadsheets and those social media metrics that we're tracking and everything, I hope somebody's keeping track of thank you cards, because we got a lot to mail.
Well, and I think we do have a lot to mail, not only outside of the city of Columbus, but inside as well. The coolest thing to me is watching kind of Save the Crew expand and watching this turn into this gigantic movement. You would have people messaging and saying, hey, I do marketing for my career. If you guys need help with marketing, let me know. And then somebody sends that person to some other person who says, okay, we'll put you with these other people who are helping us with, you know, such and such thing. And somebody would message and say, oh, I do this for a living. Oh, well, we can use your help over here with this thing. The league doesn't know what they're getting into with this battle. They really don't. And I honestly think I don't know if they're going to be able to handle it. It is going to be relentless for a full year and probably beyond that if they go ahead and move this team. I don't think it's worth it to them. I don't think they have recognized it fully, although I think they're starting to. I think seeing Don Garber and Anthony Precourt kind of come crawling back to the table here in Columbus saying, okay, we'll talk to you, is a really good sign. I think the refunds that we're going to talk about in a little bit is a really good sign. I think they're running out of cards to play, and we still have a full deck. So I'm really excited about what the future holds. But I do think we're going to owe a lot of people a lot of favors at the end of this thing. But fans need to stick together because this league is going to shut off expansion before too long. And there are always going to be cities that are going to offer a lot of money to get a franchise. That's how it's always been in American professional sports. There's always been that allure of the new. And it doesn't always pan out. I mean, you look at the Los Angeles Rams, that whole debacle, the situation with the Chargers, all of that. It's not going well for NFL with the teams they're moving around, and it probably won't work for Austin either, in my opinion. Anthony Precourt has hired a public relations firm to run social media accounts for him, and last I checked, one of their social media accounts had about 300 followers, and they're paid to get followers. They've got about 300. I'm pretty sure I've picked up close to that in terms of new followers in the last week or so.
I was
going to
say, it's been about the same on this end.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're getting paid for, but the grassroots enthusiasm in Austin does not seem to exist. There seem to be a lot of people concerned about the stadium deal. I've had people from Austin reach out to me personally and say that they're pretty disgusted by the way this whole thing has happened. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it all pans out. But I think we've got a chance. I think we've got a real decent chance, actually. And people have to keep grinding, keep fighting, because we're up against a billionaire and a billion-dollar sports league. But in a lot of ways, this is the fight for the soul of Major League Soccer going forward. And hopefully we win.
Yeah, definitely. And, if we don't, I think – the other thing is we all have to, the people here want to fight, A, to get another soccer team in here, and B, to destroy Major League Soccer by finding a way to get promotion relegation. No, but I do want to, point on some of the, take a little bit on the points that you've made about that. And, there's been a lot of people talking about the, this is the kind of MLS has made it moment, kind of tongue in cheek, in that, this is the point where they're like the other top four sports, where they're just holding cities hostage or pitting them against each other to try to get some, the better form of corporate welfare or a shiny new stadium, to make sure it's clear that this isn't about fans or growing the sport. But just the fact that MLS under Don Garber has made growing the sport, you look at, I don't remember who the vigilant Twitter or person was who pointed it out last week, but they found the copy when the MLS crest was released, and it had the three stars for the three C's: community, country, and club. And it seems just pretty apparent here that that whole community part of, and all the all the stuff that Don Garber talks about and preaches about community and growing the sport, it's all bullshit if he's going to allow this to go through and really be an accomplice in this entire process, because this is circumventing the expansion process. You know, this is, I've joked a lot on this podcast about Don Garber, the Don Garber and MLS conspiracy against the crew, but God dang it, it was happening. It's real. And so he's doing irreparable damage to MLS. And yeah, we've just got to hope, we've got to make people, make other MLS owners, sponsors, other teams, other supporters recognize the damage he's doing, because those two don't seem to care about the damage they're doing.
And I think when it starts hitting their pocketbooks, they will. There's a famous tweet now that's been posted on Twitter that San Jose supporters out at Avaya Stadium said that, you know, if we don't hashtag save the crew, there's $7,000 worth of season tickets on the lower end line would not be getting renewed. And I think, you know, once they start hitting the bottom line and this movement starts hitting them in the pocketbooks, I think is when it's going to start gaining even more serious traction.
Well, and I also think that one of the things Major League Soccer has done for many years is they have spent millions of dollars trying to convince young millennial soccer fans that Major League Soccer is different from every other sports league in America. That if you become an MLS supporter, you are joining something that is different from being a football fan, different from being a basketball fan, different from being a baseball fan, different from being a NASCAR fan, different from being a golf fan, that you're part of something more united, more community oriented, and that's a big selling point for this league. If they go ahead and do this, I mean, they're really going to be shooting themselves in the foot with that argument. They're going to be showing that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much history you have or how much community you have. What matters is what is your corporate executive suite prices this year? How much of your sideline seating is sold out? You know, what is the shirt sponsorship this year worth? How much beer are you selling on game days? Things like that. Those things don't matter as much outside of the United States. If you have a team that's in serious financial trouble in another country, that team will struggle until it goes out of business. That team will do everything in its power to stay afloat in that city, but leaving that city is almost unheard of. It's happened one time in England, and it's a huge deal. It was MK Dons, massive issue for fans of that sport in that country. You go to a country like Italy, that just doesn't happen. The idea of moving to another city, you probably hate that city that you're moving to, and you would never in a million years let your team go there. That team would go under. The owner would be a dead man if they moved the team. So what's happening here is really unique, and it's really showing fans that if they allow this to happen, you are supporting NFL but for soccer. And that's not what they want to market this as. And so all of the journalists keeping the spotlight on this thing, it's incredibly helpful. If you see articles on Twitter, guys, if you see articles on Facebook about Save the Crew, please click on them. Give them that ad revenue. Make sure that they know that people are watching, people are paying attention. They'll keep writing about it, keep talking about this. Don't let this thing just drift away. Don't think, okay, I've said my piece, let me just shut up about it now. Please don't shut up. Please keep being annoying and loud, and keep up the fight. We got to keep up the fight from now until all of this is over. You know, if they move the team a year from now, let's still be annoying and loud a year from now. But let's either go down fighting or let's save the crew.
I like what Alex says, not to be, you know, since I'm the lone writer on staff tonight. You know, Adam Jardy from the Columbus Dispatch, former beat writer for Crew SC, made a really great point last week, saying that, you know, God bless independent journalism, because Major League Soccer has run a total of 4 stories on this, 2 of which were game recaps and like something to the effect of Crew SC focused amid off the field distractions. They didn't touch on what the off the field distractions were. But, you know, you get to somebody like us here doing what we do, The Dispatch, Columbus Business First. I think in the first 2 days of the story breaking, Major League Soccer had two stories of it. 442, Us, The Dispatch, and everybody else, I think, had a combined 24, 26 stories. We tried to run the numbers on it, but we were outpacing the main outlets about it and reporting on all different sides. And I think that was really cool. And, you know, I think our page, I was saying something on Tuesday to everybody, is we got over about 13,000 views to the page on Tuesday, which was absolutely insane.
Well, and, you know, one place that isn't reporting much about this at all, Austin, Texas, because they don't really care about getting a team. Their mayor certainly said enough as much. But I do want to talk about, you know, a bit about some of the developments recently. And kind of to your point about Alex fighting and the different ways that we can fight to save the crew. And one of them is about as counterintuitive as you can possibly think, but it's, again, to buy tickets and keep your tickets. But Anthony Precourt today announcing that fans can get refunds between now and, I believe, November 3rd if they had purchased season tickets. One of the big talking points that got this this whole thing national attention early on was that Precourt had charged fans for season ticket purchases the like day of the announcement. But you know, this announcement, it seems like it's maybe a little bit more than just about a little bit more than doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's got a very Game of Thrones feel to it, where it seems that there's a kind of a weird poison chalice, I believe is the phrasing that Patrick Golden used on Twitter today, that, you know, there's been a tremendous movement for people to keep their seats, and I think I've seen, you know, moments of people saying that they're going to buy an additional seat or go in with extra people on another seat and try to sell the stadium out for 2018, pardon me. But it's very weird, and I think he eventually caved to the pressure. But, you know, if you're a supporter, and by all means, if you're financially able to hold on to your seat, I would highly recommend it, because, you know, there's going to come a point at some time that, you know, fans are going to have to become comfortable with letting the money go to keep the team in the city. But, you know, it's the scary part that I wonder about is if, you know, Precourt's all about his business metrics, you know, Alex, if he tends to keep a database of who refunded and then kind of go back and kind of gaslight it and saying, see, they don't want soccer. They don't want soccer. This many people ask for refunds.
You know, I don't even care. I don't even care what he ends up doing. I don't care. What Anthony Precourt does to this point is completely detached from what I am going to do with the Columbus Crew. Until he is signing on a dotted line saying, I am keeping the team here for 50 years and here's a new stadium downtown, blah, 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 I am just completely ignoring what he's doing. I have been a fan of this team since I was 8 years old. I have so many memories here, and I am not going to let Anthony Precourt rob me of a year of memories of this team. I am not going to let him dictate how I say goodbye to my soccer team if we end up saying goodbye. I am actually thinking that we might end up getting to keep this team at this point. I'm thinking that's at least a 50-50 shot, which if you would have asked me a week ago, I would have said we have a 3% chance, maybe. The progress we've made is tremendous, but even if the team moves, I'm not going to let Precourt tell me how that happens. I'm not going to let Precourt decide that by forcing me to get rid of my tickets or something like that. He can have my $300. I don't care. He is a very, very rich man. He is not going to notice at the end of the day whether my Nordica season ticket is in there or not. He's not going to know. He's not going to care. He's going to write off the losses from this next season anyway if he does move the team. And so I am going to go out there. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to cheer on the black and gold every second that I possibly can. And if they're here in 2018, fantastic. I will be thrilled to death. No one in Columbus, Ohio will be happier than me. But if they move, I'm going to be able to say, well, I was there right till the bitter end. I went down with the ship, and it was great knowing you, crew. But yeah, don't hand in your tickets. Don't let Precourt win. Don't let him rob you of those memories. You know, stick with us. Keep fighting. Let's do this thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, part of the really frustrating thing about this, and to your point earlier, too, about the chances, all I can say of, you know, saving the crew is, all I can say is it seems like every day it's getting better. Every day we're improving, and you can't say that for the other side. Every day we're more organized. We crew supporters, you know, for editorial protection, for, you know, the independent integrity for Ralph and Patrick and the other Massive Report people, you know, that work on this. But, you know, we're getting stronger, more organized. We need to keep it up. It's going to be, again, that you've made that point about, it's going to be in a couple months, you know, that's when we're really going to show how well we've done and how committed we are to this. But I think it's important to stay with that. But one of the things that Anthony Precourt's also robbed us of is the chance to really relish the way that this season's ended. 10 games unbeaten and a playoff spot. And you know, in any other year, I'd have to quick, you know, look at the Massive Report records to make sure, but I'm pretty confident the point total Crew SC ends up with is good for a bye, or at least the 3 seed. As it is with how dominant the Crew are, they're going to be 5th. They're going to be on the road on Thursday, tomorrow, in the Mercedes-Benz. I believe what Deadspin called it was
Megatron's butthole.
Megatron's butthole. Yes, thank you. they'll be there with, you know, 65,000 or so screaming Atlanta United fans, as well as a lot of crew fans, Nordeckians, that are making the trip down there for that game. But it's going to be a pretty tough challenge. This is a historically good Atlanta United expansion team. And the Crew, even for as well as they're playing, they've struggled against Atlanta this season.
Yeah, and you know, the way that you look at it, both of these squads are vastly different from when they last met in July. It, just for the record, in case you've forgotten, Atlanta's 2-0 against Crew SC with 3-1 victory coming at Bobby Dodd on June 17th, and a 2-0 victory on July 1st for Red, White, and Crew. But as you pointed out, Bart, they had a MLS record crowd of 71,874 at the Benz on Sunday to clinch 4th in the East. And, I mean, if you guys have looked at the standings recently, it's been a crazy how much of a dogfight the Eastern Conference is. And anybody who wins the Eastern Conference, just for the record, will be hosting MLS Cup, regardless of who comes out of the West, just because, based on a higher point total. But in the last 10 regular season games, guys, it's been Crew SC are 6-0-4 and 3-0-1 in their last 4, with Atlanta United going 5-1-4 in their last 10 of the season, stumbling, going 0-1-3. So perhaps that match congestion caught up with them. Their lone loss at Mercedes-Benz Stadium coming to the Fighting Ethan Finleys of Minnesota United.
And definitely, and this is a high-scoring, talented young team. Of course, they'll have the linchpin, I believe, Miguel Almiron in there, but Joseph Martinez among the top scorers in MLS. Amir Assad, the winger, young kid, I think, I want to say in his early 20s, who had around a dozen assists. They're a high-flying, attacking team. And it's the sort of team that, again, yeah, the Crew SC have kind of struggled a bit. Does it look like, but again, you've also got a Columbus team that's been scoring a lot of goals. That's, you've got Ola Kamara, who's been hot lately. Pipa Higuain. I won't say there's another player that's been hotter than Higuain down the stretch. Maybe not actually having the goals reflected, but with the level of play he's playing at. And again, I believe two assists in that final game against NYCFC, at least the one on Ola Kamara's to finish within the top five in the league in assists. You know, this is a crew team that can score some goals, and it looks like it could be a bit of a barn burner down in Atlanta.
Well, it's worth noting too, Bart, that, you know, Crew SC didn't have Pedro Santos the previous two meetings. So, you know, what kind of X factor does the Portuguese winger play, you know, going down the sides? And it looks like, Atlanta may be out with, without Greg Garza and Michael Parker. So they may have a patchwork defense to, deal with. But yeah, I mean, like you're saying, I fully expect this game to be an absolute barn burner. Atlanta has scored 70 total goals. They average 2.1 goals per game, whereas Crew SC have scored only 53, averaging 1.6 goals per game. So it's average. It's looking like either Crew SC, it may be a 2-1 scoreline somewhere along the line, but yeah, you know, you had a Pipa Higuain that, as Bart just pointed out in our text chat here, that, you know, he's doing the damn thing is what Bart said. And, you know, Pipa's hitting on all cylinders, and it seems like ever since he's got that contract situation figured out and a little bit more swagger back in his step, that him and Santos are playing wonderfully together. And I'll be interested to see if the young boy Artur makes it back into the starting lineup against Atlanta. But, yeah, I fully anticipate a knockdown drag out, a hell of a good MLS 1.0 versus MLS 3.0 team, or matchup rather.
The thing that I just have a tough time wrapping my head around is what kind of mental state this team is in, given everything that's going on. I'm not sure if they're going to come out really cagey. I'm not sure if they're going to come out really aggressive. I'm not sure if they're going to bunker in for a little bit. I think this could be a team where you see some mental lapses. I mean, I'm not even a Crew player. This is not even a team that I'm employed by. And I've been a wreck mentally since this thing started to begin with. I mean, I'm forgetting stuff at work and stuff like that. And to be a player knowing that your livelihood is on the line with all of this, especially a guy like Will Trapp, who's lived and breathed this team since he was a kid, I have no idea where his head's at. And so it's going to be a very interesting team. I hope that they come out incredibly motivated. I hope that they just outwork Atlanta, overcome that crowd, and know that everybody's cheering them on back here in Columbus. I think it would be a little bit disappointing if we went there and then just got blown out or something like that. But hopefully they can put on a good performance and move on. One thing that does concern me a little bit is I am not sure that the ownership wants a game in Columbus. I'm not sure that Anthony Precourt wants his own team to win this match.
No.
And I'm not sure that Major League Soccer wants this team to win this match. And so I think that there's the possibility that we could see some really funny refereeing if we were to be up, say, 2-1. I could see some real terrible calls given. I could see some early red cards in this match.
We're starting to see
undeserved.
That in the NYCFC game, man.
Yeah, I think this one more than the others. I think that you could really see a serious effort to not play a game in Columbus, Ohio until March of next year. I think that could be the game plan going forward, is under no circumstances can we allow Columbus Crew to host a game. And if for some reason we are able to host a game, let's say we win, I think the most interesting thing will be, how are the fans treated? If I try to bring a two-stick into the stadium, are they going to not allow it if it says save the Crew? Are they going to prevent me from saying, I hope my own team stays in Columbus? Or are they going to let that go? If I bring in a two-stick that says, for example, Judas on it and has a picture of Anthony Precourt, are they going to allow that in, or are they going to reject it? Things like that are going to be very interesting, because we're going to have to live with each other for at least a full season. And so how the front office chooses to handle the understandable outrage of the crew fan is something to keep an eye on as well. But we're getting ahead of ourselves with that. We have to get by Atlanta first. We'll see what happens. I hope. Do we know who the referee is yet? Have they announced that?
Let me see. I actually have it pulled up right now. Alan Chapman.
Chapman.
With Jeremy Henson and Andrew Bigelow as the assistants. Chris Pento is the fourth official. And Fotis Bazakos, who I think we had a couple of questionable calls, will be your VAR for Thursday night's match.
If Penso was the center referee, I would be very nervous immediately. These other guys, the names don't jump out at me as someone that I hate for some reason in the past, so that's good. But the dark, evil claw of Don Garber is always hanging over Major League Soccer, and I worry that we are going to get absolutely screwed in this match. We will
see. Montreal Screwjob and WWE for all my WWE fans out there.
I am not a wrestling fan, so I don't know. But yes, absolutely. That sounds great.
Result on a wrestler without letting him know during a course of a show one time. And it was he had this huge thing planned, and it was just this huge big wrestling controversy.
Yeah, that's very disappointing, and hopefully that will not happen to us. One wrestling storyline that's very common that I hope happens in this situation is that, you know, you have this big unbeatable guy. I think this was Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, if we're going way back. Before my time, but you know, everybody thought Andre was gonna win, and Hulk Hogan beat him, and it was, you know, the little guy, David versus Goliath, David winning. And so let's hope that happens with the Columbus Crew over Anthony Precourt. We'll see. I'm optimistic.
Well, we gotta do a postmortem at some point during the season, so it's either next week or we just keep dragging this out. But yeah, I mean, it's I'd be intrigued. You know, you make a great point, Alex, about a home game, and you know, a lot of the front office has stayed largely quiet. Lochnade's been very quiet about it. The most I've heard from is Tim Miller, who's been relatively kind of to the point, sticking to the talking points of Precourt Sports Ventures.
But recognize the ambition. We appreciate ambition.
Well, it's been more of Moffray Stadium is the home of Columbus Crew SC. He's just kind of stuck to that talking line. That's been Dave Greeley's lines. Recognize the ambition.
Dave Greeley. Although that's one of the best, like one of the most damning things, and that's why I don't understand with other MLS owners why they wouldn't be angry about this, is when he went around bragging that this is just their intention to circumvent the expansion process. And he was saying that we could go to any of these 12 expansion cities that have put in bids and say, you don't have to do the beauty pageant, aka pay $100 and some million expansion fee, have a soccer specific stadium in hand and all this stuff.
The soccer stadium's not even necessary. We played on a baseball diamond this weekend, for God's sakes.
Well, but it's necessary. I'm doing air quotes as part of an expansion bid. Except if Don Garber signs a waiver and says, no, you're going to New York. Yeah, okay, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Do I have time to rant for a few seconds?
Hey, okay. I give you the rest of my time. Go ahead.
Is this a rant friendly episode? Okay.
Yeah, it's, we're all hurting.
We gotta get
ahead.
It out.
So Greeley is someone who I've always had thoughts about as being someone who is not to be trusted in Columbus. I don't know why. I met him basically as soon as Precourt bought the team. He went to Hendox with Precourt that first night and drank beers with everybody. And he just did not give a crap about anything other than business type of dude. And I respect that on some level. But he did not care about the fans. He did not care about soccer. He did not care about anything except, you know, zeros and ones, and gave me really bad vibes. I do think that from the interviews I've seen with Andy Lochnane since this happened, he seems, at least from his body language, to be not thrilled with what's happening.
Like he's being kidnapped and held captive by somebody?
Like he doesn't have much of a say in this and is not super thrilled about it. And I don't know what he thinks. I haven't reached out to him. But One thing I've seen on Twitter a lot is people directing their anger at people like Lochnane, who he might be involved on some level with this. I don't know. But I've even seen people lash out at Frankie. And the Frankie thing is the one that really got me and pissed me off, because Frankie Hajduk is a national team legend. He's a Crew legend. He could live anywhere in the United States that he chooses to live. He could retire for the rest of his life and be perfectly fine. He chooses not to retire. He chooses to work 7 days a week promoting this team. He has worked 7 days a week promoting this team, trying to make this team successful in Columbus for 2 decades now. And I think he has proven his loyalty to this city and to the fans. I understand that fans are upset that people like Frankie and other front office members can't go on Twitter and say, hey, screw Anthony Precourt. This sucks. Save the Crew. I get that. At the same time, this is not a totally done deal yet. I mean, these guys are right in the middle of this thing. It's very early days. And expecting these guys to throw their careers away to try to make a point for 50 retweets, I think is really unreasonable. I think it's good that we have allies in not only in the front office, but around the city of Columbus, people who are sympathetic to our opinion of things. And I don't think that we should kind of cast them aside or drive them away by placing anger that should be placed on Anthony Precourt's doorstep on them. And so, you know, everybody is obviously free to do whatever they want, but please cut Frankie some slack. He's a good guy. He's proven himself to be a passionate Crew supporter for years and years. And I'm sure he's doing everything he can to try to talk some sense into those business folks up there at Moffray Stadium.
Yeah, certainly the case. Yeah, Frankie, all those folks, it's...
And the ticket reps. Mm-hmm. Don't yell at your ticket reps, please. They definitely don't have a say not in this.
No, they sure as heck don't. And they sure aren't. I mean, when you bring up that point, too, it's ticket reps are not, you know, they're not well paid. They're getting screwed over by Anthony Precourt just as much, because, you know, when he when and if he takes the team to Austin, I don't think he's going to pay the relocation fees to move all those folks down. I think he's going to go to UT and their sports management program and hire kids right out of that and paying them $21,000, like more or less he does with kids here. And so, yeah, don't be giving them a hard time. They don't control it. Save. There's plenty of vitriol to spew toward Anthony Precourt and Don Garber. Don't have to do that. The other thing is, you know, folks who've criticized, you know, the city or the business community, saying, you know, why didn't they come in? Oh, you know, they offered him $75 million to buy half the team. When he bought the team for $68 million, you know, where were they then? Why didn't they buy the team then? We can't Monday morning quarterback this. We've got to look forward. We need the business community on our side. We can't alienate anyone, because we've got to convince not so that you know, our friends and neighbors and fellow taxpayers will foot the bill for a new stadium for Anthony Precourt. Because that's not what we want. We need them on top of on our side, so we can again prove that Columbus is a good market for soccer. That Anthony Precourt hasn't been going about this in good faith, and that you know, we want this team. This team's home is here, and MLS, it is not in your interest to move this team from Columbus. That let them find, you know, let local ownership find a solution. If they really think that we need, if the stadium's the biggest, most pressing issue, you know, let them do it. But by saying this, by making this about, you know, a stadium, at least ostensibly, which is what Precourt tried to do, you know, that's something that he knows, that there's no stomach for public financing, and that there's sure as hell no way that something like that, a project like that, could get done within a year. There's so much that needs to be going on, and I'm sure there's been talk behind the scenes, but you know, clearly Precourt's had one foot out the door the entire time. This isn't about a stadium. Crew fans aren't demanding a new stadium. This is just his convenient excuse, and Don Garber's more than happy to take that as a way to advance his business metrics and get back at us for, I don't know, because he had it out for us before the 2015 MLS Cup final. He's had it out for us for a while.
Another thing that I want to say that I thought about as you were talking, Bart, is make sure, and I'm not trying to name names necessarily at all or anything like that, but make sure you patronize these businesses that are coming out in support of the crew and tell them, you know, that your money means something to them, and tell them that you appreciate them investing their time. You know, I could think of Roosters, I think, was the prominent one that was the first one to come out, and Pursuit and Jenny's and, you know, all these guys that were at the rallies, because that means something. If people see that this passionate fan base can, you know, occupy their facilities and, you know, really drive the economy, they're going to be more apt to, you know, stick around and try to advocate for this team to stay in Columbus. So I think it's a great thing that people are really just trying to support these businesses. And I think, you know, it's really great to see everybody rally around this cause. Yeah.
I agree.
I thought Alex was going to be jumping in there. But yeah, no, well, you dropped my mic for me there, Ralph. No, that's definitely the thing. And, you know, in the meantime, we've got to cheer on this team. We've got the playoffs. It's going to be a hell of a game tomorrow. And we're going to see, we're going to see a playoff game back here in Columbus. And we'll get into predictions, I think. Still go with some predictions. After we quick get a shout out again to our sponsors. And I know, and forgive me, I'm sure Old North Arcade has. I know Land Grant Brewing Company has come out and shown that they support Save the Crew. And that's a great place to maybe catch the game tomorrow at 424 West Town Street in East Franklinton, or online at landgrantbrewing.com or the Old North Arcade, 2591 North High Street, and online at oldnortharcade.com. Gentlemen, again, Atlanta tomorrow, playoffs, one and done. What do we think Crew SC is going to do? Ralph Shadell.
Playoffs? We're talking about playoffs? Nobody got the reference.
No, I got that. No. The Jim Mora. Okay. It was a poor impression, but it was distinctively an impression.
That's why I got to stick to my day job, gentlemen. But so anyway, back on point. As I so notoriously take this podcast off the rails many times, but yeah, like you guys said, Atlanta United, big matchup at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The Don Garber screw job may be in, you know. But I'd like to think that pro referees is 100% not biased. especially with Chris Penso whispering at the fourth of being the fourth official. But anyway, coming back down to earth a little bit, you know, it's, you know, I came in with this prediction thinking one thing, and I was going to say Atlanta was going to win, but after having this conversation with you guys and seeing the quotes that, you know, Will Trapp said that, you know, I really like the captain's mindset going into this match, because he told Andrew Erickson that, you know, MLS doesn't want the crew there.
And, I love, you know, that. We didn't talk about that, but God, can you just read that quote in, you know, the entirety? That made me so pumped for Will, because he was another guy, Alex, to your point, that was getting a lot of vitriol from fans unwarranted for some of the early comments that he had to make, basically under duress.
Yes.
Hey, keep talking real quick, because I got to find it, because I want to repeat it in its glory and not take it out real quick. So keep talking, Bart.
Absolutely. I mean, to just that point, the following day, and again, to speak to the cowardice of Anthony Precourt, in that, you know, his big press conference to announce the, it was reported as a press conference late Monday night that Precourt would have it. Instead, he did a phone conference call with reporters because he was already down in Austin. I presume that he did that phone conference call from the bathroom in his hotel. then he, proceeded to have a big thing down in Austin with his PR firm, and he made coach Greg Berhalter and the players have to answer for his treachery. And that wasn't fair. And a lot of fans, or not a lot of fans, but some people really took offense that, Will didn't come out and, say, yeah, screw the owner. Really appreciated his quote earlier this week.
He told the Dispatch Andrew Erickson yesterday, so if you're listening to this, it's probably Thursday, so Tuesday. He told Andrew Erickson, and I quote, "I mean, the league doesn't want us there. They don't want us to beat Atlanta in Atlanta," end quote. So, it wouldn't shock me, realistically, knowing Major League Soccer and knowing Don Garber, if a fine might mysteriously find its way towards Will Trapp. You got to love the captain's mindset. So that being said, based on the goal metrics and the business metrics of what happens on the field, you have to recognize Crew SC's ambition in Atlanta, and I think it's going to be a 2-1 victory to the black and gold. We'll see you for a home game. Let's have some fun. Let's raise some hell.
I like the sound of that. Ralph Schudel with a Columbus win. What are you thinking, Alex?
I am thinking that that Anthony Precourt will be in attendance at the game in Atlanta. I almost said it. I swear to you, I almost said it. And so he's going to be at the game, and it's going to be about 1-1 until about the 84th minute, something like that. Precourt's going to be on the sideline, and out of the smoke and the fog is going to step out Radamel Falcao.
Yes!
Is going to kick a ball right into Precourt's face, run onto the pitch, and score a diving header to make it a 2-1, and the Crew bring back the victory to Columbus, Ohio.
Two calls for a 2-1 victory, including a welcome, very much welcome and anticipated appearance from Radamel Falcao. For what it's worth, I believe that, again, this has been, these are two high-scoring teams, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. I think the Columbus Crew, will have a 3-2 lead, but then Atlanta will get about, 6 minutes of Fergie time, stoppage time at the end to miraculously find a way to come out and get a goal, so it goes extra time. And at the death in the second period of the extra time, a corner from, just visibly exhausted Pipa Higuain floating up into the box and finding the forehead of Angel Eyes Josh Williams, headed down with fury and anger, his fourth in what would be, five games, to send the boys on.
He's going to tie his career high, his career number in goals in a season if he scores against Atlanta.
I like it.
I think, Josh Williams, the Ohio boy as well. He's another Ohio guy. And credit to your Masters Report colleagues who interviewed him as well the day after the announcements. And he had some terrific comments. Head over to the Masters Report and check those out. Josh, an Ohio guy, speaking from the heart, much like Will did there earlier. Fellas, Ralph, Alex, appreciate both of you speaking from your heart here with me tonight. We're going to get through this. Any parting thoughts or parting words before we wrap it up?
Big thing I'll tell you guys, and I'm sure Alex will probably tell you the same thing, so apologies in advance if I steal his thunder. Get to SaveTheCrew.com. Find out how you can get involved. It doesn't matter how much or how little you can do. Anything that you can do to move the needle would be welcome and appreciated.
Absolutely, and tell your friends, talk to your neighbors. I mean, if you have the opportunity, wear crew gear. Maybe somebody will walk up to you, say, hey, I heard the team, something's going on with the team. What's going on? Tell them about it. Take a minute, talk to them, let them know what's going on. Send them to savethecrew.com. And let's just keep getting the word out. I mean, this is a very passionate city. This is a very proud city. I think people from Columbus love Columbus very much. And I think when people find out what Anthony Precourt's doing, even if they're not a soccer fan, they're going to want to get involved. So please be very, very visibly supportive of the crew over the next couple of months. And if anybody even gives you a look like, oh, I wonder, I think I might want to ask that person a question, go up and ask, and talk to them. You know, just treat this like it's any other thing that you're really passionate about. We need to build that level of support up. And if this city unites behind this team, Precourt's going to have no choice but to sell it to a local group. And if that happens, I think we'll be in a much better spot this year and going forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, echoing those words, head to savethecrew.com. Tell everyone you know, and don't forget, let's up the lads. Let's win. I mean, these players, to the point that everyone's made earlier, they're dealing with a whole lot, but this is a team that is undefeated in 10 straight. We have not underscored that enough. They are hot. They're going to win tomorrow. We're going to win the whole damn thing. We'll see you, buddies. I wish I all see this.